Let's go to the news. You know, I blame the elite media for this weather, frankly. Specifically, the media elite within the elite media, you know. Actually, just one guy. You get that elite. It's just one guy. In the news, South Carolina shows the nation what it's made of by writing in Marianne Gingrich in the primary. Now it's on to Florida for Marianne, where there are a huge number of ex-wives. And they vote. Newt, of course, always thinking on his feet, offers to have his tubes tied. Trying to put this open marriage thing behind him and look for an open primary, I think. Open marriage. You know, Mitt once asked Ann for an open box of Ritz crackers. Okay, I'm just saying. Never mind, we'll take that out. Romney says he pays 15% for taxes and tips 12% if the service is good. Smiley face on the bill will not get it for Mitt Romney. Mitt has a 2-for-1 coupon. He only tips on the one. He does have $100 million in his IRA, which is... Mitt is living the life of Romney. Okay. Very kind of you to react at all. Page 2. President Obama announces the new Keystone Pipeline ride at Disney World. What I'm wondering is, it's Trans-Canada, a Trans-Canada pipeline, right? Shouldn't it therefore go across Canada, eh? Never mind. This is a Trans-Omaha pipeline, is what they got. It goes through Omaha. All right, well, they'll just have to truck the muck. Page 3. Or they could just pave a road all the way down to Baton Rouge with that tar sand they got there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying, this is between me and you now, Jim. Let's look back at this sheet here with all the latest news that isn't on it. Let's see here. Yes, being Canada's sewer is an appealing thought, though. I like that idea. We all the oil will drain into the U.S. from Canada. Anyway, never mind. Perry leaves the race. Gingrich ranks swell by 2. Perry did donate his bus to the Rawhide Ranch for boys. Marianne. No, I'm not going to read that one. That's not going to read. All right. Gingrich calls for an open presidency so he'll be able to see other countries. The Italian cruise ship captain blames the media elite. The media de elite, as they say in Italian. Still no word from that boat from Kathy Lee. There, carnival cruise there. Okay. Personally, I just thank God the Packers folded too late to take the Italian cruise. That's the only good thing to come out of this. Close, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about that Captain Clouseau, huh? Tripping and falling into the lifeboat. That was a good one. I don't think Peter Sellers could even do that one. You know, he could sail, but he couldn't parallel dock. That was a good one. Let's see. Santorum declared winner in Iowa after 34 Iowans flushed from the corn near Old Wine. A Kodak Chapter 11 moment. I suppose you don't want too many of those, I guess. Apple seizes the grade schools and raises the kids like their own. GM on top again, and GM says fins in 2012. All right. American Idol is back with Steven Tyler. Dude looked like an old lady. And poor Paula Deen just sitting and staring at that ultimate fantasy deep fried cheesecake. Does explain all that spun sugar hair she has. Paula will be cooking for the Diabetes Association annual dinner. And she is the new voice on the talking glucose meter. So that's their... There's some good in everything, is what I'm saying. Russia offers to let the next Mars probe fall on Iran. So that could be good. And here in Wisconsin, enough signatures to recall Scott, Tonette, and the Walker boys. Well, the whole family has been recalled, actually. All, of course, million signatures are now safely stored in a PC in Waukesha. So that's all taken care of. Don't you worry about that. And finally, the Packers spend their free time shoveling the snow back into Lambeau. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much.